Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
The parsha this week is Naso. This parsha usually comes after Shavuot, but this year, because of the leap year, it precedes Shavuot, which will start on Sunday night after the parsha. And the word Naso itself, which means to lift up, to raise, is used instead of the word to count. We're going to count the Levium here, the tribe of Levi. So it says, Naso, raise up their heads. That's how you're going to count them. I think that's the connection to Shavuot as well, to the holiday that celebrates and commemorates our receiving the Torah on Sinai, is that the Torah uplifted us. It made us raise our heads. It gave us a leg up, so to speak, on the world. And if we feel that way, if we're proud people, strong people, so then the spirit of Torah can remain within us. If, however, we are beset with self-doubts, with ignorance, with a complete lack of appreciation for Torah and Jewish tradition, so then it's hard to raise up our heads. So then we are influenced by all of the various cultures and all of the current political correctness, all of which will disappear, because everyone has disappeared. There's no reason to think that this will, you know, has any permanence to it. So all of this is going to go, and right, and we somehow are caught up in temporary, fleeting, almost silly ideas. And the basic idea of the Jewish people and our basic purpose to be a great and holy people, to be a light unto the nations, etc., somehow got lost in the shuffle. So that we become the best communist or the best socialist or the best academic or the best liberal or the best conservative or the best whatever you want, right? But we're not the best Jew. And God wanted us to be the best Jew. He wanted us to raise our heads. I also think he wanted us to use our heads. We shouldn't be lemmings that just, you know, follow every whim. Spend $150 on sports jackets of teams that really don't matter. You know, there's got to be more substance to us, maybe an inner strength. And that can only come from thinking about it a little. I would hazard to say that many people in the modern world spend very little time thinking about themselves or about the world, that we are so involved in the carpool and going shopping and the groceries and the everyday life, all of the things that which have to happen. But we never stop to think, well, where am I? Well, what do you want from me in all of this? What am I supposed to do? And as a Jew, what am I supposed to do? So the connection of Naso with the Shavuot is a real connection, because the holiday of Shavuot, which represents the giving of the Torah on Sinai, which represents our mission in the world, so to speak, God said, "V'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh," you'll be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That mission allows us, Naso es Rosh B'nai Yisrael, to lift up our heads, to see ourselves, to stand on top of the mountain and get the entire view, and not to always be hiding behind rocks and thinking that somehow we're going somewhere, when in reality, most of the time, we only go in circles. So I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy Shavuot, lots of cheesecake, and study on the night of Shavuot, an enjoyable holiday, and we should be able to raise our heads proudly as loyal Jews and fulfill the mission that Sinai entrusted to us.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.